with Dermatol.
Welcome to America Tonight. This is Kate Delaney. Of course, sit the debt ceiling. That is the sexy conversation that's being pumped out across this nation. Unfortunately, it's not very sexy, but it does affect every single one of us. And all you can do is hold the people responsible for, one, putting us in this situation, holding their feet to the fire, without a doubt. Remember this day. The second is D-Day. We have some Washington insiders on this, and of course, I've talked to sources, and there's nothing really breaking here other than a slew of different proposals, none of them completely solving the problem. And now it's looking more and more like the president would be willing to take some kind of a short-term deal just to give this more time. Meaning the conversation would just continue. So it would be the whole Band-Aid process again, which is part of the problem. It's part of where we've been as a country, not coming up with the solution, just throwing a bunch of random mini solutions out there, putting a Band-Aid over it, and then waiting until the Band-Aid falls off and starting again. It's like illegal immigration. It gets put on the shelf. It gets trotted out. The conversation starts to roll about the country. Some of the politicians start to grandstand on what should be done and amnesty policy and when are we going to have a vote on this and everything else. And then the bottom line is, while all of that's going on in these municipalities, their budgets are sinking, and part of the problem in some cases is because of the overwhelming amount of illegals, especially when you're talking about border states. So, you know, we trot out the old chestnuts, and this is what is happening with the deficit. It's becoming one of those. Those are the two biggest issues, I think, that are very different, but the similarity is gets trotted out, throw a Band-Aid on it, make some broad speeches, have a little bit of a splash here and there, and then it goes away for a while. And this can't continue to be this. It can't go away any longer. If we have to meet our obligations as Americans, all of us are in the same situation where you have a budget, you struggle, you have jobs, you're juggling, whatever, then, by God, our politicians have to do the same thing. They are paid to focus, drill down with all the information available, with all the committees that are held, and with all the research that's done. The obligation is there to do it right. So, for goodness sake, do it right. Speaking of doing it right, I'm going to switch gears a little bit at the top, because I know it's just, it's becoming weary with the heat on top of it. We're weary about debt ceiling, lifted or not, default. Are we going to? Armageddon. All those terms I can throw around over and over again. There's just too many dead horses for lots of reasons flying around the studio tonight. So we don't want to do that. I mean, we'll pepper it into the conversation. Absolutely this hour. That'll be one of the prime things. But let's talk about a few other things, including first responders. Chuck Schumer, a longtime senator from New York, was talking about first responders and what certainly has happened to so many of them after the effects of 9/11, when we know this story where, yeah, it's okay to breathe the air, and then, of course, it wasn't, and you had people coming down with all kinds of lung diseases and problems with breathing. So this conversation has gone on, really, since that happened. Years after 9/11, we're still talking about what's acceptable and, you know, what's not. Take a listen.
Communication devices are a lifeline for our emergency workers. They're every bit as important
as the oxygen that our firefighters carry, as the bulletproof vests our police officers wear to save lives. My little phone here, my little typical LG, can communicate more reliably than many of the radios carried by police officers and firefighters. That is unacceptable.
Yeah, and that was one of the problems, if you remember, what happened trying to communicate the communication lines. And in any emergency, especially in that extreme level, it would be it'd be tough anyway. But that was one of the problems. All right, another thing that goes along with this hand in hand, I guess, in a sense, at least in the roundabout discussion over the awareness to the first responders and the needs and all that sort of stuff. And the best illustration of it continues to go back to September 11th, 2001. Richard Clark, who knows all about terror and warnings and working in the Defense Department, talked about the evidence that there are certainly sleepers in the United States and inside jobs when it comes to some of the recent terror threats that we've seen. Take a listen to Clark.
There is evidence that Al-Qaeda has been trying to get people into sensitive jobs in manufacturing facilities and production facilities in the United States and in Europe. Someone can get a job on the inside and at the right moment can get access to a control room, flip a switch, which causes an electric power grid to short circuit, causes a pipeline to explode. We know that Al-Qaeda has been urging its cells throughout the world, and particularly people who could be living in the United States who might be sympathizers, to actually go out and get jobs in sensitive facilities so that they could be sleepers there.
Yeah, and this conversation is nothing new either. And as much as we don't hear some of the things that have been stopped, we know that there is a net that's in place that, thank goodness, there's more cooperation between agencies like the FBI and the CIA and, you know, whatever. And some of the things that we need to see happen are starting to happen, especially with the visas, for example, but we're still a far way away from the accountability there. But when we look at where we've come, I think slowly we're making a little bit of progress, a little bit, which I hesitate to say too much because I honestly believe there's much more going on than you even realize. Right perhaps down the street from you, who knows, is very easy to, I think, assimilate in certain areas. And if there was something that was going to happen, and we looked at the plans, remember with Osama bin Laden, that supposedly there was plots, they weren't carried out, but there was plots about tunnels and bridges and all the stuff that we suspected, you got to think that some of those people might be in place. All right, we're kicking the can down the road. Stay with us, and you can do the same.
Sex and happiness both enrich our lives in ways that make life worth living. Yet it's surprising how few people can honestly say they enjoy regular and fulfilling sex or describe themselves as happy. Sex and Happiness on WebTalkRadio.net helps you learn about and mostly have great sex and to experience real intimacy and happiness. That's Sex and Happiness with host Lori Handlers, brought to you by LifeWave Patches, the quantum anti-aging way to look and feel healthier. For more information, go to ValerieHandlers.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237. Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Question: can functional magnetic resonance imaging be used to read our minds? Author Jose Collazo answers yes in his two new books, America's New Slavery. For more than 13 years, author Jose Collazo has been trying to prove that the U.S. government has the capacity to read a person's thoughts with a revolutionary technology known as fMRI, functional magnetic resonance imaging, and there is proof that it exists. America's New Slavery explores this technology and its many possible applications in national security. Who has access to it? How is it being used? Does America's salvation rest in this technology? These and many other questions are answered in America's New Slavery, the new books by Jose Collazo, available on BN.com, Amazon.com, and Borders.com. America's New Slavery. All Americans should be concerned.
Nation here on America Tonight. Coming up in this hour, we're going to talk about the heat wave. Actually, now over 22 people have died as a result of some incredible temperatures. It's not that normal chit-chat over, geez, it's hot. We live in an area where we know it's going to be hot every year. I mean, there are some places where you feel like you are on fire. You really do. And some people aren't heeding the warnings, and they're getting caught in a situation that unfortunately has led to some severe injuries and ultimately death. While we're talking about the heat, we got a hurricane, Cat 4, named Dora, that's growing. Where is it? We're going to tell you about that, too. And, of course, the shuttle is getting ready to come back to Earth. But the astronauts are probably glad that they're not here listening to talk radio and listening to what people are saying about those that they have elected. The frustration level, I think, now is higher even than it was back in November when things changed in the end of October, beginning of November, when the midterm elections really swung toward many of the Republicans who were elected by Tea Partiers. I think it's even that much more. The level is that much higher, right? And all of it has to do over our debt and the crisis and what's going to happen and what's in your wallet and unemployment and stimulus not working. And we could go on and play that same old violin. But I was talking about the Gang of Six and Rand Paul saying, listen, just look at this, how this isn't going to work. And now it's not just Republicans. There are Democrats who are finding that this is really this debt reduction plan that's being hailed as an incredible way to get out of the debt crisis is now being kind of attacked because Now you look at it a little closer and say, oh, well, wait a second. Couldn't it be a little bit irresponsible to try to push back this complex kind of deal that has no review, first of all, and has a bunch of flaws in it? $4 trillion, I mean, here's the nut. It's just the big, sexy numbers that everybody is throwing out. $4 trillion over 10 years. So seniors would pay more. The middle class would pay more. Veterans would pay more. And I keep saying this. I've already beaten this drum. Hello, is not the wealthy people that are going to pay more. So they can save that conversation about, well, the rich need to pay more. Because that's not what would happen here. It wouldn't happen. You know, Nancy Pelosi, the House Democratic leader, set that door ajar to the plan, saying, you know, we haven't seen it, but there's some good principles in it. Well, they really need to look closer at it because financially it's not sound. Financially, it doesn't work. But Obama endorsed it on Tuesday. So now, how crazy is this? He embraces it. How tough is that to try to even push to conservatives? And the answer is not so much. Effectively, he killed that anyway. So August 2nd, that date doesn't fluctuate. That's the deadline. And now you got this backdrop of, okay, we have the bipartisan group. We have the Republicans saying one thing. We have the Democrats saying another thing. And there are other proposals that are being talked about. They've talked about the McConnell-Reed plan. They're talking about a couple of other options that are being thrown out there. The, is there ultimately, they're trying to figure out a way, let's face it, to salvage what's been done and to try to come up with deeper reductions in the debt. Because it doesn't make sense. If you're just taking a Swiss Army knife to this, it's not going to make any sense, and it's not going to amount to a hill of beans. You know, what's the problem here? I mean, how much more debt can we really be saddled with, right? How much can we handle? And why aren't we slicing off funds in foreign aid? Why are we doing that? We can't afford it. We could save so much money. What about the funding of illegals in this country in some of these programs? How much money would we save there? How about, here's a novel idea, if we took back our jobs? What if we took back our jobs and stopped sending those jobs overseas? You know, who's going to bail us out as we continue to spiral down in a bankrupt fashion because we're paying on the interest? It's insane throwing more money after bad money. And who's going to bail us out? We're going to eat it. That's the answer. No one's going to bail us out. We're a superpower. We can't call ourselves that anymore if we continue to go down the rabbit hole the way we are. And the agenda that currently we're on is an agenda that most do not accept and agree with. All the things I just mentioned. Tax cuts. Talking about tax cuts or talking about raising taxes. When you have unemployment, the Gang of Six plan doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense. And there's just no way that plan succeeds. On the surface, you say the number, let's just take it out. Boom, it's 10 years. Here's what we'll save. And Nancy Pelosi maybe didn't realize it, but she said it herself. Well, I haven't looked at it closely, but I like the way it sounds. Ooh, I cringed when I heard that. I like the way it sounds. That's not saying, hey, we're burning the midnight oil, we're trying to compromise, we're working on this. It's saying that, you know, you didn't read really the broad strokes in it, because even the Democrats, many of the Democrats aren't saying it's any great shakes. So it's a frenzy. It's a feeding frenzy on the Hill. That's what it is. Right? That's what we're seeing. All right, to be sure, you can throw in your 2 cents at any time on the nightmare in Washington and how you think it's going to affect you ultimately. 800-259-5791. But let's step aside for a second and tell you about a couple of the other things I mentioned. One, the heat. How can we ignore that? You know, it's beyond conversation now. It's dangerous. It's flat out dangerous. The National Weather Service is saying triple-digit temperatures are supposed to hang around across the eastern U.S. through Saturday, might cool off by the end of the weekend to the mid-90s. Mid-90s is a lot different. And in Oklahoma, for example, 4 people were killed, heat-related death. You had a 3-year-old boy in a car. How does that happen? Not to blast the people who lost a child, but how are you leaving a 3-year-old in a car? You're not leaving anyone in a car in this heat. You cannot do it. You've got watches and warnings and heat advisories. Guarantee, how easy is this? At least in 30 states, guarantee everyone in this audience is affected by this. You know, they said that the heat indices on Tuesday hit 129 in Newton, Iowa, 121 in Taylorville, Illinois, 123 in Hutchinson, Minnesota, Minneapolis. We were talking to the mothership the other day, with its highest dew point ever, 82 degrees. You know, they measure the atmospheric moisture. That's what that is. And what makes it so dangerous is there's no break even in the evening hours. You know, it's one thing you get pounded by it during the day, but then you're still getting that tough heat in the night and in the middle of the night.
I'm not sure we can fry an egg on the sidewalk, but we might be able to poach one.
Oh, that was Donovan Mattson. I feel sorry for my boys in Minneapolis because I know they're sweating. It's just awful. And here's the thing, and nobody who likes to have a cold beer or two wants to hear this, but the thing that you really, really have to do is you got to be pouring in those liquids, water, Gatorade, Powerade, whatever the drink is, and really you got to stay away from the alcohol or anything with super, super high amounts of sugar because that's not going to quench your thirst. You know what? Ultimately, it goes back to that. It goes back to that feeling. So stay safe, people. Get up in the morning, chug that water, put it in the refrigerator. I know I was never a big water drinker. I had to force myself to do it. Coming up, we're talking about why men are not getting married. It's not just women anymore. Curious? Oh, hang around.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hvextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hvextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
HempUSA.org brings you pure camu berry powder. This revolutionary powder contains 50 times the vitamin C of an orange, mixes with any juice or liquid, has 227 servings per container, and is made from naturally grown camu berries, not chemically produced in a laboratory. Order camu berry powder today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has moved and expanded its operations for faster worldwide shipping. Our product line has grown from 5 to nearly 100 items in less than 5 years. Our food is grown naturally, always chemical-free, not found in stores. Great for daily intake and perfect for your emergency storage shelter. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
Where can you find a super strength potassium iodide supplement? Right here at ThyroidKI.com. With global radiation levels at record highs, is your thyroid safe from radioactive iodine poisoning? Potassium iodide, the key ingredient in Thyroid KI, is proven to block radioactive iodine from damaging your thyroid. Thyroid damage is permanent and can lead to thyroid cancer. Unlike other potassium iodide products, Thyroid KI is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets and is independently tested for purity with a 100% money-back guarantee. With limited stock selling fast, act now. Prepare yourself and protect your family. Use coupon code THYROID for a 10% discount. Visit ThyroidKI.com. That's Thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com or call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. Again, that's 855-599-9444.
Second, or at least the kind of politics that have our hair on fire when we're talking about what's going to happen with the debt ceiling and are we going to default and where are we going when it comes to unemployment and the dollar against the euro and what's happening in other countries. The comparisons in some ways are frightening. What's equally frightening or interesting anyway, I should say more interesting than frightening. And I know three people that fall into this category. What happens? People just are looking at women and saying, wow, more women are staying single or choosing not to get married. But it's not just women. It's men, too. I have three friends, three guy friends. One is 37, one is 40, and one is 41. All great guys, all have a lot to offer, fun to be around, very different. All three are very different. But the thing they have in common is they are not married. So I started to wonder about the question, is it becoming more common to find unmarried men, just like women, that are in their 30s, late 30s, and perhaps even early 40s? And what does that say? Where are we headed with the institution marriage. So it turns out somebody has written about this. Carl Wiseman joins us now, and he's the guy who wrote, "So Why Have You Never Been Married?" And I guarantee he's gotten that question a ton of times. Hey, Carl, thanks for joining us on ATN.
My pleasure, Kate, but I got to admit that I get the question a lot less now that I got married about a year ago.
And so what turned the tide for you? You weren't looking and you found Mrs. Wright. What happened?
Well, I mean, you hit the nail on the head. I don't know if you know this, but since I wrote So Why Have You Never Been Married, I wrote a follow-up book to that called Serious Doubts, Why People Marry When They Know It Won't Last. And going through that two-year process of investigating people that knew their marriage was going to fail before they got married, I knew all of the reasons why marriages didn't last and why they did last. And I met a girl that just, it was the right one. I mean, I hate to steal a cliche, but I was a happily married single, I was a happily single guy, and I gotta tell you, if I never met her, I'd probably still be happily single. I was in no rush to get married, I didn't really care about it, but I met her, and it made a lot of sense, because we were just such a great match together, and we're best friends, so what can I tell you?
What are the reasons why people, what you should look for, how you know it's not gonna work out? What are some of the things that you talk about in the follow-up?
That's a great question. And what it is, there's one common theme, and I researched over 1,000 people, but there was one common theme, and that is this: they all ignored their inner voice. They all knew ahead of time. Now, what's interesting and fascinating is all the different strategies they use to convince themselves not to listen to their inner voice. And that's kind of what the book's about.
Right. They ignored the intuition. They didn't have a great feeling necessarily in the beginning, but they still went ahead and did it anyway for whatever reason. Oh, they're attractive. Oh, everybody likes them. Whatever.
Exactly. Well, let me give you some. I'll give you a couple of questions. You know, I have 129 questions in the book, and it kind of goes to the heart of what the problem is. Right? For instance, here's one: are you getting married for no other reason than you think it's the next logical step?
Ooh.
I call it the next logical step thinking. 80% of the people said next logical step thinking played a role in their getting married. I think they think relationships are like sharks. You got to keep moving forward or you die. Well, the truth is, you know what? Marriage isn't for everyone. Not everybody should be married. And sometimes when you're in a single relationship and it's great, don't screw with it.
There you go. You're right. You know that you shouldn't be doing that. So you said you just found the perfect person. And here you had written one book about why are so many, you know, people not married. And I still think that's true, though, too, Carl. I think I just gave you my examples of the three guys I know who I think could easily hook up with somebody if they wanted to take the so-called next logical step. But they're not, you know, they're not doing that. Are we finding that is the culture going more toward being single? Or no, you don't really know if you see that trend or not.
Well, for sure it is for men. Now, you got to remember, I interviewed men who were over 40 and had never been married.
Right.
And what was interesting is the role that finances played in a man's decision and his behavior after he turns 40. One of two things tends to happen in the extreme. On the one hand, a man might not be where he's at and where he'd like to be financially. He's not feeling as good about himself as he'd like to. And that kills an awful lot of relationships, especially marriage. But on the other extreme, men who are doing well, maybe they have some equity in a house, they got a 401k, they're like, man, why should I put that at risk by getting married? So it's fascinating the role, and I assume that women, you know, who are making as much as men nowadays think the same thing, which is why get involved financially, you know, when I don't have to.
Yeah. In the first book that you wrote, you talked about it, the fact that there were about 12 million in the U.S. over the age of 40 that weren't married. That, you know, when you talk about, is it common to find those numbers? You talked about different numbers, and that seemed to be the cutoff point. And it's probably because, like you just said, they're risking their financial future and saying, you know what, forget about it. I'm not, you know, 25 anymore or whatever. So I'm just going to look at things a little bit differently. I also think, and correct me if I'm wrong, I think the other thing that happens, and you probably saw the switch in yourself, is you get set in your ways. And now you're going to all of a sudden change all this pattern, all this behavior around. And it's been a very long time, even if you've had relationships, of being by yourself. And I think it's hard. I think it's hard to give up some of that freedom, don't you think?
Oh, I couldn't agree with you more. It's actually a human, it's a human challenge, not just a single person challenge. Whether it's moving from where we live, or changing jobs, or changing our lifestyles, we hate change. We love doing what we're used to doing. It certainly plays a role in relationships too. I'm a little less like that than most people because I'm very restless. I'm always looking to try new things, and so the whole idea of living with a woman or getting married didn't freak me out as being a new thing. That didn't bother me. But you're right. I mean, a lot of people are like, hey, why mess with a lifestyle that's working?
Yeah. So in saying that, that has to be kind of a red flag though for women, because if you're dating a guy who's never been married, I don't know that. And your ultimate goal is, hey, I don't want to be single. I would, even if there's no children involved, I want to get married. I think that you have to kind of be careful, right?
Well, if you're a woman, I mean, yeah. I mean, if I was a woman, I would give them that advice. But I've also preached for 10 years now that marriage should almost be sort of a byproduct of some other, as part of the journey, it should be a byproduct of it. I only got married because I met the right person. Had my wife been somebody different, we'd probably still be dating. We'd still be exploring that thing. I married her as a celebration of the fact that she was the right one, okay? There were several women before her that were terrific, okay? Terrific women that I was with for as long as 6 years. Didn't marry any of them because my inner voice said, great gal, not the right one.
Wow. Well, and so I guess what we're saying is you just have to really listen to that voice and pay attention and not ignore it. I mean, when you hook up with someone, there has to be some kind of a mental checklist that you know what you can, what you like, and what would really just click in a relationship versus, like you said, she's a great gal and everyone loves her and everything else, but it's not the right one. I think it's sometimes tough for people to separate that. Don't you think that's part of the problem?
It is part of the problem because people fall in love with being in love. It feels
yes.
so good. It's hard to believe it's not going to last forever. I'll tell you an interesting story. I did this, and I'm an engineer by trade, so it won't sound as crazy. I recommend any of your listeners to do this, too, and it's even better to do it when you're single, when you're not in a relationship. I literally was bored one night, and I sat down, and I designed the perfect woman. I took an Excel spreadsheet out, and I said, what are the 100 things I want in this woman, okay? Every physical, financial, everything you could think of, I put on this list, okay? Then after I got done these 100 things, I said, okay, I'm not going to get everything in this list. So I divided it into two. I said, nice to have and have to have, all right? Some things would be nice to have, but some of them I have to have. So I whittled the list down to, like, 10. And then I got this 10, and I said, okay, let's put them in order. Okay, what's the most important? And then I put them in order. And I got these 10, and I put it aside. And like 3 years later, I met the girl who's going to be my wife. And I'd forgotten about the list, and I went back and looked. And you know what? I had like 7 things on there. That's a pretty good match. If you can get 7 out of 10 things that are absolutely important to you, but the problem is you have to do that when you're in an unemotional state. I did it in an unemotional state. I was thinking very clearly, and I thought these things were important to me. You can't make that list once you're in a relationship because your list is going to match the person you're with, and it's not going to be very objective.
Yeah, there you go. How funny that you found that list. So actually, you have even 2 books, like you said, Men Saying No to Marriage, we were talking about, and mix that in with a conversation about serious doubts, correct? If somebody wants to pick up any of your books, how do they do that?
Hey, just go to Amazon.
Amazon. That's always the catch-all for all of us. That's good.
Exactly.
That's easy. I love it because you have both sides of the coin now. That makes it that much more interesting. Carl, it was a delight to talk to you. You have a good one.
Me too, Kate.
I thank you. How interesting is that? So it is that theory of, You're not married. And like you said, just same thing for a man. He wasn't necessarily looking, and poof, look what happened to him. All right, we're back to odds and ends and that hurricane. Where is it bearing down, and is it anywhere near the U.S.? Should you start to get out that hammer and board things up? I'll give you the location on the flip side.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali C. And the answer is, Ali C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali C. For more information and to order Ali C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali C.
We don't need to convince you that the threat of forced entry is on the rise and that your door locks are inadequate. Now you can virtually eliminate the threat of your door being kicked in with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel offers standalone door kick-in protection for under $67 and installs in minutes on any door. Turn your home or apartment into a fortress. Get the Door Sentinel at SentinelSecurityGroup.com or call 678-648-6757. The Door Sentinel, always on guard for you.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The number one secret to having great health and long life is having high levels of glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by your body to stop free radicals, keep cells young, remove chemical and heavy metal toxins, support immunity, support liver functions, stop inflammation, and much more. The results of optimal levels of glutathione in your body are more mental and physical energy, stronger immune system, greater endurance, and more. Do you know the number one secret superfood that helps increase your glutathione levels by 64% or more? It's unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. This health food is amazing in its ability to do so much for virtually everyone. Introducing One World Whey, an industry-first unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Ends, and before we get to the Cat 4 hurricane that's brewing with a short name, Dora, reminds me of that cartoon the kids still watch, Dora the Explorer, you know that? Da 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 da, Dora. My nephew used to watch that, and I'm telling you that when you watch a show with kids, whatever the theme song is, it sticks in your head. I don't care if it's Thomas the Train, Dora, or SpongeBob, it doesn't matter. Some of you can relate to that. I know you can relate to this. Before we jump to incredible hurricane winds, like I said, a new poll out. You know I'm the poll princess, right? 8 in 10 people say they're unhappy with the way the government works. Do you think? Is this a shocker to anyone that some poll would come out and say that everyone's miserable? I mean, how many people, raise your hand, because I do have those special infrared glasses, think the government's okay? It's just what happens when you put people together of all different makeups from different parts of the country, different parties. This is what's going to happen when you throw them together in the belly of the beast. Well, no one's saying that. Everybody's miserable. And what are the repercussions going to be after this whole debt ceiling thing moves on? In other words, 2012. Washington Post ABC News poll showed that number that I just said, people are either dissatisfied or flat-out angry with what's going on with the federal government, the way it's working. It's the highest number. This is what's interesting and why I even waste my breath bringing it up. It's the highest number since the 1990s. So that frustration coming at a time when the negotiations to raise the amount of money that we can borrow constantly, it's like dragging nails across a chalkboard for so many people. 63% say when it's time to elect a new rep in November of 2012, oh yeah, 63. What a number. It's a huge number. And I've already told you about the NBC Wall Street Journal poll that showed that Republicans are still leaning toward the former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney. 31% say they choose him if the contest, the Republican primary, were held right now. But very close to Romney is Michelle Bachmann coming in second. So she's consistently coming up. That shows the strength of the Tea Party. And the even the word saying the Tea Party, you know, this wasn't even around 2.5 years ago. We weren't talking about that. It shows always power in numbers and how you can complain and throw it out there all you want. But look at what happens when people decide, okay, enough is enough. I don't care what their angle is, left of left or right, like I'm fond of saying. It shows you if you get off your rump and do something, what a difference, what a difference it can make. And, you know, bringing up Michelle Bachmann, there's a big story about her today that's worth throwing in here. Apparently, Bachmann has problems with migraines. Ooh, migraines can be deadly. And then I started to read a little bit more about it, that, geez, if someone has migraines, would they be qualified to be president? And I thought, you have to be kidding me. They're actually talking about whether or not she's qualified to be president because she suffers from migraines. And then, of course, upon further review, guess what? There have been other people who have had problems with migraines, and they've been elected? Gee, you have to be, what, a perfect physical specimen? Look at Dick Cheney, who was vice president with a heart that was so bad. Are you kidding me? Is he? You were, anytime anything happened with his heart, you thought that was it. He was going to expire, right? So migraines aren't going to affect her. It wouldn't be a huge problem with medication and whatever it is that 36 other million Americans are dealing with. But I guess that was unearthed as something to throw out there, because you think everybody's looking for an angle to try to take her down if you're running for that same office. And she might have missed hours or even a couple of days because of the migraines, but the frequency of the headaches, you don't know. I mean, she takes prescription medication if she starts to develop the symptoms, I guess. Some reports call it a chronic condition. And what does that mean? Does it mean she has migraines 15 days or more a month for at least 4 hours a day? So look for this. This story is not going to die down, by the way, even though, like I said, there have been other people who have been elected who have had problems with migraines. I wouldn't be concerned about the migraines at all. By the way, Tom Jefferson and Ulysses S. Grant both suffered from severe migraines. So, touche, how about that? And then others, too, who have run as well. All right, let's go to Ronnie in Utah. Hey, Ronnie, you get the first word. What's up?
Touche? Okay, anyway, I'll bring up two quick points. Well, anyway, as far as the budget, national debt ceiling being raised, I mean, it's a good idea. You got the Gang of Six. And either start be the Gang of Seven, Gang of Eight. All I would suggest they need to do is just keep adding the number, and then they can keep stacking them up high enough, and eventually they'll have them high enough it'll touch some ceiling.
Just stack the bodies up. They're not good for anything else. Let's use them in a different direction. Yeah.
Yeah, and as far as the opinion poll of 80% of Americans being disgusted with your own government, now how the heck could that be? Especially if you get the opportunity of just recently when you can always listen to our famous congressman, Barney Frankfurter, trying to slur and talk on the House floor while eating a hot dog, and then you get to look at the ex-pictures of Congressman Wiener showing his body off in the shower room. What more would you want?
Yeah, we have it all. It is. It's better than Lifetime Television, HBO, or Cinemax combined. You're right. How can we not be impressed with what we're watching? Yes.
And one last quick point, and then I'll be quiet. You know, the thing of it is, if you're going to be serious about this debt, what are you going to do if the Federal Reserve already started QE3? I don't care what anybody says. They've already started it. Okay, well, this country is so far in debt, you know, I don't care what they propose. You can't, we're never going to be able to pay off this debt.
I agree, and that's the scary part of it. We're not even talking about that. We're talking about just trying to play for even. But to pay it off, we're never going to be able to pay it off with the crazy interest rates. Think about it. If you're the Chinese, what are you going to charge? You're just going to be paying off that interest rate forever. Okay, here's the rate. Here's what we're giving you, America. Ronnie, a delight as always. Have a good one. Okay, quickly, I'm going to mix this in, too, because I know you're all going to pound me on this, and we don't want to step away as we head for the exits on this. But the Cat 4 storm that I was talking about, that the National Hurricane Center mentioned, the Hurricane Dora, is in the Pacific Ocean, and it's moving parallel to the southwest Mexican coast. Right now, it's out there, and who knows? We're talking about 200-plus miles off the coast, in fact. But with those kind of winds and where it's headed and ultimately with the riptides and, you know, see, that's the thing. Is it going to sustain? Does it get closer to California, you know, the bottom end of California into Texas? You know, when you think of, like, the Galveston region, too early. Too early, except for if you're planning any kind of a vacation, because now it costs, oh, I don't know, half of what it used to cost to go to some of these places in Mexico because of all the warnings and the gang warfare and all that stuff has chased off a lot of people. If you are headed to Mexico, already you got that tropical storm. It's in effect, and you've got winds that are up to 135, 140 miles an hour, and we'll see what it sustains as it, you know, as it continues to churn away. Because, you know, we're right now you're looking at 200-plus miles. Acapulco, for example, that's what you're probably talking about. And then where does it go from there? Ooh, Cat 4, pretty tough winds. If you're going to Mexico, check that ticket, check the date, check the weather.